Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Vibe High podcast. I'm so excited to be back from Tulum. I got married in Tulum, for those of you guys who don't know. It was the most magical, beautiful vortex I've ever fucking seen. And for me and for everyone involved, which is so amazing. If you're new here, I'm so happy to have you. Welcome. This is definitely a place where you were led to for a reason, and if you see it that way, you're going to awaken to so many aspects of yourself that you might not have been awakened to prior to finding this podcast. So welcome. I'm so happy to have you. My name is Jada Chantel. I am a mentor. I am a coach for women who want to awaken to their higher self, for women who are in business and who have a desire to fall in love with not only their business, but their life as well. And being able to see it through a spiritual lens and being able to just own their power, claim their power, and allow that power to take them to where they are meant to be, right? So their desires. And we integrate manifestation and spirituality principles in our lives and in our business, and it makes it a hell of a lot more fun, exciting, adventurous, and it adds a different texture to the way we do everything in our lives. So welcome, bitch, because we are about to get it. It's a very interesting conversation today because I want to really have we need to have this conversation. It's not something that is talked about a lot, but I truly do believe that the conversation needs to be had. And it really is about what you're normalizing for your world, what you're normalizing as, quote unquote, just the way it is in your life. And it's so, so easy to do this. And trust me, I've seen it when I was in college and I was partying all the time and going to frat parties and blacking out and binge drinking and doing all of the things that I thought was very exciting at the time. I thought that was normal. I was normalizing it for my world. I thought everybody did that stuff because that was just what I was doing. That was what I was surrounding myself by at the moment, and all of my friends were doing it, so I thought it was just normal. And then I took a class that was part of my major or something like that. And it was actually, it was so interesting. I was like, wow. Well, at the time I wasn't very spiritual, but now that I look back, I'm like, the universe brought me to that class for a reason, because I was heading down a very bad path. And that class was basically all about, it was connected to like this group, this, what do you call it? Like, organization. So it was connected to this organization, and the professor of the class was head of the organization. And when you were enrolled into that class, you were automatically part of the organization. And the organization was called Are You Sure? Or something like that. And I can't remember what it stands for. But basically, it was a safe space for people and students who did not drink alcohol to come together, to unite, and to collaborate and do fun events that did not involve alcohol. So it was so interesting because I was like pro alcohol AF at the time. And I was like going to parties, going to frat parties, but you know, I was kind of like forced to take this class. I wasn't forced, I was led to take the class. And once I was in it, I was in it. So basically we had to be the ones to set up the events for people. So, you know, we would have our own little groups, and our own little groups would do like a paint night or like a pizza and socialize night with no alcohol involved. And it was usually, I believe, on the weekends, I want to say, where people would usually be drinking. And so I would have to actually give up the alcohol and be in attendance and organize the event. And people who weren't drinking or who didn't have that lifestyle that I did would come into the event, and I was able to see like, wow, you know, not everyone does drink. And there was actually a very small percentage of people that went to Rutgers, because that's where I went. I went to Rutgers University in New Brunswick. There was a very small percentage of people who actually engaged in that behavior, who actually loved partying, who actually loved blacking out. In my world, prior to taking the class, I thought everyone did it. But that class really opened my eyes up to that, right? So now, instead of normalizing blacking out, I was actually led to be in a space where it was normalized to not drink so much fucking alcohol. And it opened up another world for me and actually changed my fucking life. One of the assignments that we had was to go to an AA meeting and to actually take notes. And I remember being mortified to be there. I was very mortified because I thought, you know, people would think I was an alcoholic. And my best friend, Kat, came with me, and I think we actually needed to be there because we were both on, like, this wild path. And I remember this one girl, she was about 15 years old. She was in AA, and she was mentioning how she was an alcoholic. She was an alcoholic, and she struggled really bad, and she had to be in the meetings. Otherwise, you know, her life was going to be in shambles. And I was thinking, oh, my God, like, I had a very specific idea, or I guess you would say archetype, or, you know, a very specific type of stereotype in my head where it's like only alcoholics only look like this, right? So it just like opened my mind to be in that world and to understand like, wow, this is actually not normal, you know? Like my behaviors, my actions are not, I mean, they can be normal if I normalize them, but if I step outside of that box and I like put myself in rooms and in environments where it's not normal, I can see a different reality, right? So my point is, where are you normalizing things for yourself? Like, what are you normalizing by the content you consume, the people you hang out with, right? The books that you read. Like, what is your algorithm like? Because whatever your algorithm is like, I'm telling you, it's going to be normalized for you. Like, here's another example. My algorithm on Pinterest is like clean girl, it girl vibes, like cafe vibes. Like, I'll type in cafe photo shoot and girls that look like me will come up. Girls that like have hairstyles that I would love to do or that I do already, like sleek buns and sleek ponies and just like cute outfits, like New Balances, like, you know, oversized blazers, which I don't wear because I feel like I'm too short for that. But if I was taller, I would definitely wear them. And it's just like very normalized. I'm like, oh yeah, like this is the style, right? And then the guy that was shooting my shoot, like basically the photographer that I was with, he typed it into his algorithm or his Pinterest, and a totally different world opened up when he opened up his app. Like outfits that I would never wear, people that did not look like me, older people that weren't like in their 30s or, you know, late 20s like I am. It was just a different world, and that was like normal for him, and there's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is that what you consume on a daily basis becomes your reality and your norm. And there are people that will normalize things for you that might not be in your best interest, right? They will validate that in you. They will validate the fact that you're in X place, or that you're feeling X, or you're feeling Y, or your dominant vibration is this. They normalize it and they say, this is normal, right? And I know many people, many, many clients in my world, they consume things on social media that validate their limitations. Like, for instance, ADD, this is a perfect example. There are so many TikToks online, and I only know that because clients have told me and people and friends have told me that there are so many different pieces of content on there that will highlight ADD, or, you know, kind of like soothe those people into thinking that their procrastination or their lack of action or their messiness or whatever it is that's kind of like holding them back to getting to where they want to be is normal. And like, if they did it in a way where it's like, yeah, like I understand where you are, I've been there before, but there's a different way, there's a way out of it. If they did it in that way, that would be fine. But when people are consuming things like that don't challenge them to a different way of seeing life, a different way of being, the possibility of transcending themselves from where they are into where they want to be, that's where we get a little, that's where things get a little bumpy, rocky. That's where you start staying the same, right? Because this makes you blind to what you can do to actually transform your reality, right? All of a sudden, you no longer need to take responsibility for the things that need to change in order for you to get to where you want to be. And I think this conversation is so fucking expansive. And it really just like something clicked in me when I had a friend tell me all of their problems. They're like, they're dumping all of their, everything that's wrong with them onto me. And it's like, oh yeah, I saw this video. This person said this and they said they have the same thing. But that person is not introducing a different way because that person is still struggling with that thing. And that person has not found a way to transcend that thing. So now my client or my friend or whoever it is consuming that and thinking, okay, well, that's normal. This person struggles with that. This person is fucking paralyzed by that. So I'm paralyzed by that. So we're all paralyzed by that. That's the norm. And it's like, it doesn't have to be that way, right? And a lot of people who actually have transcended, transmuted, alchemized the issues in their life, they're not issues, they're just in pieces of information, right, that you can become aware of in order to be able to transcend them, to get to the next level or be who you want to be. There are people who will feel triggered by that, who will feel uncomfortable about that. And there are actually, I've done this many times in my life where I haven't transcended a pattern, or there's something about myself that I want to change, or, you know, I want to evolve in, or like I've been struggling with it, or, you know, I don't even know that I can do that. Or at the time I didn't know that I can change that. I normalized it, thought it was something that everyone felt, everyone went through. So when someone would showcase themselves as evolved, or they would showcase themselves as having transcended that same quote unquote issue or that same pattern, when they would show that and say, hey, look what I did for myself, like, this is my life, I used to feel like this, now I feel like this, I would think they were lying, or I would be triggered by them because I wasn't yet there. Or I felt like I was incapable of getting there. So I would just be like, well, this person's lying, because everyone feels like that. That is not normalized in my world yet. So like, how is this person so happy? How is this person so grateful all the time? How is this person, how did this person create this for themselves? And then it would just turn into me wanting to not consume that person's content anymore, not be in that person's world anymore, because it was reminding me of where I still had work to do, but I wasn't believing that I was even capable of doing the work to have that result. And I know this might be a little mind-blowing, because it fucking is. When you start really thinking deeply into things like this, like, your life is gonna change. And the beautiful thing about this podcast is it's called Vibe High, right? So we're talking about topics that are really going to elevate our quality of life, our quality of business, our experience with life, our experience with business, our experiences with being in our own bodies and recognizing our power and our worth, right? Those are high vibrations. But I want to make this clear. In order to get there, in order to be able to feel those vibrations and to actually embody a high vibe, we need to be able to look at the shit that doesn't feel so good. We need to be able to look at parts of ourselves that we might have been blind to a while ago, you know, that we might be blind to right now. You know, someone mirrors it back to us, someone mirrors an insecurity in ourselves, or someone mirrors something that, hey, like, are you, like, let's say, like, this podcast in general, this can be very triggering for some people. So if I'm mirroring something to you that you need to work on, or that, you know, something in yourself that you're not ready to claim because it feels too uncomfortable, it feels too scary, well, we need to be able to look at that. We need to be able to say, oh, this is actually part of raising my vibration, is being able to look at that. It's not that you're manifesting things, and like, I want to also make this very clear, looking at things within yourself or qualities within yourself that you want to change, or that maybe aren't your shadows, right? It's not just all like rainbows and butterflies. It's parts of, you're getting real, you're getting down to the fucking business. And you know, you're looking at parts of yourself that need to be elevated. You're looking at habits, behaviors, patterns of yourself that need to be elevated in order to get to where you want to be. That's all part of it. You're not manifesting it. You're not bringing it into reality. You're not lowering your vibration by looking at parts of yourself that you don't necessarily want. And I think the biggest part of this, I think where people get really like upset or feel like they just lower their vibration, is when they look at these parts of themselves, when they look at the shadows, when they look at the quote-unquote low vibe aspects of themselves, and they shame themselves. And I know this very well, because I've done this for so long. It's like, you can't handle the fucking blind spots. Like, you can't handle that there are parts of yourself that you need to work on, because you feel so fucking bad. You feel like there's something wrong with you. You feel like, oh, maybe you're not meant for the thing, because there's so much shit that you have to work on that, like, why even bother, right? So basically, you take a very simple thing that doesn't have much weight to it, right? I have to transcend this pattern. I have been lazy lately, or I have been giving into victimhood, or, you know, I have been like making every little inconvenience an excuse for me not to work on my business. Like, take that piece of information, and instead of looking at it as a light piece of information that can help you transcend something, you're looking at it in a way where it's like, okay, well, what does this mean about me? That means I'm fucking lazy. That means I suck. That means I'll never get to where I want to be. Oh, now I'm shaming myself. Now I'm feeling really uncomfortable. Now I'm feeling like, oh, why me? Now I need a long time to work on this, or I need to figure out where this pattern came from, where in my past this came from, what my parents did to create this. I need to journal. I need to take a break. I need to do this. I need to do that. Trust me, I've done this for so long, so I fucking know. And it really is so important that we follow people who make you aware of this. And I really want to like shift some of my content and shift some of my, you know, podcast episodes to make you aware of shit that maybe it's not going to make you feel good in the moment, but it's going to help you grow. Because yes, I'm all about like helping you awaken it, helping you awaken. Let me slow down because I keep messing up my words. I'm all about helping you awaken to your power and to connect to your higher self. I am all about reminding you of your truth and who you came here to be, what you came here to create, and just your inherent worth. That is what I am here to do. I want to do that for you. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel like you have raised your vibration just by listening to my podcast. And that is my purpose. That is what I'm here to do. But it wouldn't be helpful if that was all I was doing. If I was only stroking your ego and making you feel like you're perfect and like you're doing everything well and that there's no changes you need to make because you're just inherently worthy. Like, yes, you are inherently worthy, but, and yes, you are worthy of all your desires, but when it comes down to it, are you doing everything that you can be doing in order to make those desires a reality, in order to live out your highest potential? You know, so I want to be able to hold the duality, and I want to be able to teach you guys how to hold the duality, because it took me so long to hold that duality. It took me so long to feel comfortable following people who brought out parts of me that I wasn't ready to look at, and that stunted my growth. And I don't want you to be those people who get offended for every little thing, or who feel like, oh, there's something wrong with me, oh, this person makes me uncomfortable because they said I was doing this, I need to run back and like have someone soothe me and normalize it for me again. Like, I just don't want you guys to be sensitive, you know, because that's not what's gonna help us grow. And like, my point is like, I want to help people grow. Like, we have one life in this human body. Time is ticking, and let's make the most out of it. It's a beautiful thing, right? It's a beautiful thing to have that as a reminder. Like, oh, hey, yeah, let me awaken myself right now. Let me get on my shit. Let me stop fucking complaining. Let me stop feeling like a victim. Let me stop just giving into my own shit and getting in my own way and letting the mental chatter win every single time. I know that was a heavy episode, but like, let's get it. Like, this is the energy. This is the fucking energy that we're moving forward with. And I appreciate everyone that's still here listening, because that means that you are the type of person who can take it. You can hold it. You're not making it mean anything about yourself. You're like taking this, you're using it as fuel, and you're like, okay, let's go. Like, let me see where I'm getting offended. Let me see where, let me see my relationship with my shadows. Let me see the relationship with my blind spots, right? And we'll be talking a little bit more about this as time goes on. I'm just so happy to be back. And I love you guys so much. Go check out my Instagram. If you don't follow me, it's always linked in the show notes. It's at Jada Chantel. I have a lot of content on my wedding. If you haven't seen it yet, I need you guys to see it, because it was such a beautiful manifestation that came to life. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, you know that I almost canceled it. We almost canceled it. There was a lot of fear that came into spending a large amount of money on a wedding. There was so much fear. But now that I'm back, and now that it's behind us, and now that I, you know, see the beauty that the wedding and the experience of the wedding and how it affected us and how it affected everyone that was involved, all of our family and friends and the connections and the memories and just like the way it colored and painted our lives with a different texture of what the meaning of living is, like, dude, it was so fucking worth it. It was so, so worth it. So if you have been following along with the journey of the wedding and like me almost canceling it, actually, we actually canceled it. And then we changed our mind and we were like, no, fuck it, we're going to do it. Because, you know, they were offering us different options different financial options and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't think it's worth it. Like, I was just so over it at one point. I'm like, fuck this. Like, we don't need to do this. It's fine. And Peter was, you know, messaging me, texting me. He's like, they're saying if we do it at this venue, it'll be this much, or we can do this instead. Like, what do you want? Like, we need to make the decision right now. Like, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to do it or do you not want to do it? Because he just wants to make me happy, you know? At the end of the day, he wanted to create a beautiful experience for me, his wife, you know? You know, not every woman. I wasn't the person that wanted a wedding at one point, but it's just so beautiful to have a celebration of love and have all the people that you love be a part of it, right? So he just wanted that for me, and he just wanted to make sure that he knew that I definitely did want to do it, or I didn't want to do it before he moved forward with his decision. So when he texted me that, I literally prayed and I was like, universe, please show me a butterfly ASAP. By the end of this day, if I am meant to do this wedding in the jungle like I wanted, if I'm meant to take this venue, like if I'm meant to go forward with this, show me one. And I was in the car, I was on my way to my sister's house, and as soon as I got to her house, I went to the backyard because I wanted to see the backyard. I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't live in Jersey. I live in Atlanta right now. So I went into the backyard, and a beautiful butterfly literally flew right past me, right before my eyes. And I was like, oh my God. I texted Peter right away, just saw the butterfly. I asked for a sign, let's do it. And then bam, we never looked back. And here I am in the future, just like loving every fucking memory that I have created with the people I love. So very special, very special, very, very special. I could talk about the wedding forever. Maybe I'll do like a life update episode where I get into some details, because I know a lot of people just love hearing about this. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I appreciate you. I love you. Please take this information and understand that it's out of love, and it's out of my desire to see you grow and to see you reach your highest potential. Love you guys so much, and I will talk to you on the next episode. If you love this episode, if you resonated, if you love the show, please do me a big favor and leave a rating and review. And most importantly, screenshot this baby and tag me on your story, because it helps so much. I want more people to listen to the show and to be enlightened by my experiences and my wisdom. Love you, love you. Talk to you soon.